www.thebeatsonline.com.
This is Free Talk. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Well, we've got another update for you on the Gannon case. You may recall, if you've been listening for a little while at least, but over the last couple months, Michael Gannon is a homeowner in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Right.
And he wants, apparently he owns a four-unit household. So it's a multi-unit, there's different families living there, that sort of thing. And
that's a smart idea. It helps them, you know, have your renters pay your mortgage for you.
That is a smart idea. Mr. Gannon also was pretty smart by installing a security system at his home because you want to keep your people, your family, and that you're also your other renters protected. So that was the reason why he installed the system. It's a surveillance system. And turns out that one night the police apparently came to Mr. Gannon's home to investigate his 15-year-old son for an alleged mugging. In town.
15 seems awfully young for a mugging, but you got to watch those boys.
Well,
they can be trouble.
Yeah, and that's fine, and the police certainly can come and ask questions if they like. But it turns out that Mr. Gannon was recording the entire conversation via his surveillance system. Which
he wasn't really recording it. The surveillance system was, and he had set it up to do so.
Right. And it also happened that the police were pretty rude to Gannon.
Okay.
And so he took the tape, turned it into the police department to say, hey, look, here's how your officers treated me.
I got a complaint.
Yeah. One of the things that he mentioned was that one of the cops put his foot in the door as he asked the police officer to leave. Because he was
like
done,
a Fuller Brush salesman.
He was done a really pushy one, I suppose.
I think they were noted for that. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't want to disparage any former Fuller Brush salesmen or even current ones. I don't even know if Fuller Brush is still around, right?
So the cop put his foot in the door and essentially forced his way back into the home. And so that was one of the things that was on this tape that he was showing the police. Say, look, you guys were a little bit out of line. You were rude. Turns out that the cops arrested Michael Gannon and then charged him with two felony counts of wiretapping, so-called.
For recording on his own property?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Hmm.
So now there's the here's the update for you. Police Detective Andrew Carlos, this from the union leader, Police Detective Andrew Carlos, will be disciplined for discourteous behavior towards Michael Gannon, and Police Chief Timothy Heffron has decided to drop the felony wiretapping charges against Michael Gannon.
Great.
Which is fantastic news. Again, he was facing two felonies for this. But that's the good side of this story. It's not all good.
Okay.
Heffron, the police chief, decided to decline to comment on the disciplinary action against Detective Carlos after Gannon logged a complaint for rude and discourteous behavior when investigating his 15-year-old for an alleged mugging.
Mm-hmm.
The police arrested Gannon, 39, on June 27th for two felony wiretapping charges, accusing him of using his home security system to record conversations that detectives had on his porch when investigating his son, because apparently that's illegal for some reason.
Seems
it needs to stop being illegal.
It seems wrong to me. Everybody's got a video surveillance. Pretty much every company does. I mean, does that mean that they're all violating this law?
Apparently they are. So he was facing these charges. Police prosecutors offered Gannon a deal last week to drop the felonies if he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor of tampering with one of the videotapes. So they were, as we predicted, because we had Michael Gannon on the show, and we predicted that they were going to offer him a deal. And he, very bravely, decided to say no. He said, forget it. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not taking your deal.
So they offered him a deal and then dropped the charges after that?
Yep.
Awesome.
Exactly. Well, they dropped it because they have no chance of winning this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the police chief admits this here in a moment. Gannon turned the deal down, and prosecutors dropped the felony, saying they would send the case to the attorney's office for further prosecution. Despite still feeling strongly that Gannon broke the law, the police chief said the single reason his department will not continue to prosecute the case is because it wasn't winnable in court. Heffron said, quote, the citizen complaint has no bearing on the outcome of my decision as far as what to do with the charges. It was solely based on the facts of the case and not anything to do with the complainant. You know what I think it was? I think it was that they were scared because this guy, Michael Gannon, refused to take their deal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you plea out, it means they don't have to do any work.
Right, it's nice and easy.
When you plea out, all that has happened is the prosecutor has written up a deal, you put your signature on it, and then you go and you get sentenced, you get your punishment or whatever it is that they dole out. They don't have to prove anything in court. There's no proving your guilt or anything like that. You're admitting your guilt. But when you don't plea out, when you insist that you're going to take it to trial, there's a chance that something like this is going to happen where they just let it go because they don't have enough evidence, or they're not confident enough, or maybe in this case, maybe they were worried that if they took it to trial, and I don't know how exactly the law works here, and if you can correct me on this, 800-259-9231, but maybe they were concerned that if they took it to trial and Gannon won, would that mean they'd have to overturn the law? That's what I want to know.
I think that the law should be looked at a little more closely if you're getting in trouble for recording at your own home or your own business or some place where you're in charge.
I agree. The law certainly should be looked at closer. But if a judge says you're clearly not guilty, does that poke some holes in the law itself?
I would think so. Yes.
So maybe that's something else that they just want to. Okay, well, this guy's not going to roll over. Let's just drop the charges and keep quiet about this, and let's arrest somebody else for this who won't defend themselves. That's what they want. They want to put people into the system that don't have the courage to stand up and defend themselves. Well, luckily, Mr. Gannon had that courage. Quote: This, I think, again, is the police chief. We sustained the allegation the officer was discourteous to a member of the public. I'm admitting that, and I want to be above board on these things. We'll take the necessary action with our employee. See, what do you think that's going to include?
Well, if they charge the citizen for it, I would imagine it's not going to be very much.
If they charge what? I'm sorry.
They charge the guy, Gannon, for it. So obviously they think Gannon's at fault,
right.
Not their
So you think
employee.
They're just going to maybe give him a week off with pay or something like that? Or he's a detective. They're not going to demote him over this, right?
Administrative leave, I think, was probably all you can expect from that.
And he won't talk about what they're going to do. He's just saying they're going to discipline him.
Sure.
They won't actually reveal what the discipline's going to be. He says, we'll take the necessary action, and like we would normally do, we would never discuss the nature of what that action might be. That's nice. So what are you going to do, dock his donut allowance every week? Gannon said from his home yesterday that the news was a big weight off of his shoulders, but added that he still has outstanding issues with the police department that he wants resolved. He says, quote, this is a huge cover-up and has been from the beginning. I've seen these things on television and you never think they really happen, but I'm in a big one right now. Gannon added that his biggest issue with the police department is that the behavior he recorded Carlos and the fellow detectives exhibiting seemed like a big joke to all of them, and that he was painted as a scapegoat. Gannon said, quote, they were making jokes about my military service, about the value of my home, and the way I talk. When I brought that tape down to the station and the sergeants and the other officers saw it, it had Carlos and the other detectives making fun of me and being extremely rude to me. They must have saw it and said, O.S., we better confiscate this evidence and charge him, which is what they did. Gannon was arrested after he brought the video cassette to the police station because he wanted to log a complaint against Detective Carlos. He'd set up two cameras outside his home nearly 4 years ago to record audio and video after receiving threats from a former tenant in the apartment building that he owns.
Sounds like a good idea.
Had some problems of vandalism in the neighborhood. A sticker about the size of an adult hand sits outside the building on the cable junction box that warns of the system. Carlos and the other officers went to Gannon's home on several occasions in June while looking for his 15-year-old son. Gannon said the police had argued that Gannon violated wiretapping laws by recording the officers without them knowing that they stood while they stood on his front porch. Though Gannon says that they gave the officers fair warning, the cop said because he told us. That at one point he took one of the detectives into the closet where all the video recording equipment is and showed it off. So they were well aware of the video equipment.
At least that detective was.
The police chief says, we admit our error here. These detectives were fairly aggressive in investigating serious crime against a person, and I'm pleased that they did that. He's pleased that they were aggressive. The citizens want us out there doing that. He says, oh, and here's the best part, or the worst part. Heffron said Gannon would not be able to recoup any of the videotapes or any of the recording equipment that police confiscated during their investigation. As you might recall, when we talked about this before, when Gannon was arrested, they went to his home, kicked his wife and his sons out, and then raided his house for the next 6 hours, stole all his video equipment, and now they're not giving it back to him. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, as always, at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, and that means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine. www.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, the state that was chosen for the Free State Project was New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about a story from New Hampshire. It's not the free state quite yet. There is some work that needs to be done, although it could very easily be argued that it may be the freest state that we have. The story is about Michael Gannon. He's a homeowner in Nashua, New Hampshire, who was arrested on two felony charges of so-called wiretapping. And the reason why it's called wiretapping charges is because that happens to be just a section of the law that he had violated. What happened was he recorded some police officers while they were at his home on his home surveillance system. While they were questioning him and being very rude, he took that tape into the police department to show them how rude their officers had been, mm-hmm. and they paid him back by arresting him and charging him with two felonies. They then said to him later on, okay, we're going to drop these two felonies and we'll turn it into a misdemeanor if you'll just plead guilty. And he said, no way. So then they dropped the whole case. Great news.
Yeah, it's good news.
He's off the hook. But as always, whenever you're dealing with the government, whenever you're dealing with a bureaucrat, your time, at best, your time is going to be wasted. At worst, you're going to end up in jail or dead. Okay, so he managed to just have some time wasted, but also he lost his entire surveillance system. When they raided his home after they arrested him, when I say raided, they went there, had his wife and his children leave for the night. I don't know where they went. I think they spent the night in their car or something like that.
I thought it was the motorhome.
Okay, something like that. Anyway, they had to leave their home. The cops went in there, took all of his surveillance equipment as evidence, and then they left. But now he's not getting it back. So they dropped the charges, mm-hmm. but they've stolen his surveillance system. And I just wanted to read the final quote from the police chief on this, just because it's so great. It's in regards to why it is that they can do this, why it is that they can just drop these charges but yet keep all of the equipment. Police chief says, that material is still illegal. It would be like returning drugs to somebody because you can't prove it. Plus, you'd have to have the consent of those involved, and Detective Carlos has not consented.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's not like returning anything that's returning drugs. I mean, you know, it's video and audio equipment. If so, then our whole studio here is a violation of the law there, and that's ridiculous. And what's it got to do with Detective Carlos? I mean, if there was a crime committed, then they should have the guy charged with the crime. If not, give his stuff back.
Would they give marijuana back, though? I mean, his point is valid.
It is not valid at all. I mean, marijuana is illegal charges all over.
Well, they're saying that this equipment's illegal.
Then how did he buy it at a store?
I guess it's the use of the equipment that was illegal.
According to them, but if so, if it was the use of the equipment that was illegal, then he should be charged with a crime.
I agree.
So
the cops get
him his crap back.
The cops get the equipment, and they essentially have stolen this man's equipment, right?
You know, they're going to end up having to give it back if he
sues them. I hope he sues them. I hope he sues the pants off them.
But the thing is it's going to cost him a bunch of money, and nobody is going to be harmed for this. Now, if Mr. Gannon went to one of their houses and stole their crap, he'd have to pay restitution.
Damn right.
And give their stuff back. You know, I mean, there'd be all kinds of consequences. But they're using the power of their badge in order to just muscle him. Just for fun.
It's just absolutely disgusting. We need to go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Kaifo in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar.
Hi.
Did I get your name right?
Yeah, you got it exactly right. Exactly
okay,
right.
What's on your mind, Kaifo?
Well, first thing is, there is no stat. That is certainly not what wiretapping is. Wiretapping is there has to be a wire that he's monitoring somehow.
Well, okay, let me explain what the law is, at least as I understand it there in New Hampshire. Apparently, it's the wiretapping is just a section of the law, and the section essentially says that you cannot record someone without their consent.
I doubt that's exactly how that reads. The other thing is, in every state, there's some kind of section of law that would go under something like rulemaking without authority. In other words, they can't just make up a law and say that you violated. And to do so is a felony. These guys have clearly violated that because I could, having some knowledge of the federal communication law and those kinds of statutes. Mm-hmm. I doubt very seriously that they're interpreting that law at all correctly at all.
I can tell you, I've read the law, and it does say fairly clearly that if you don't get consent from the person you're recording, then that is a violation of said law.
And that's a New Hampshire law, not a federal law.
Right, and it's a stupid, stupid law. It needs to go away.
Well, there may be some other context, but either way, he's as far as I'm not turning his material, he's got a clear cause of action on that. He can replevin that and get costs on that as well.
When you say costs, does that mean like time?
Court costs. Court costs. Attorney's fees.
Well, you know, somebody should get charged with stealing, too.
Well,
you can't do that. They're the cops, dude.
When he sues them, though, the problem is he's not going to be able to sue those guys too easily in their personal capacity because the police chief has gone ahead and said it's okay. They've ratified and condoned it, so that means that the municipality is liable.
Right.
Not
which means all the taxpayers get to pay the cost for these insolent police officers. Hey, anything else on your mind tonight, Kaifeld?
Yeah. Also, if you wanted to find out what the disciplinary action those guys got, you could FOIA it.
Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, they do that.
Interesting idea, because the police chief is awfully tight-lipped about it. Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800. Sounded kind of like a lawyer, like he knew his stuff.
He certainly seemed like he knew something.
He is a lawyer. Thanks, man. We appreciate you being still there.
Or exactly. He sounds like one.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Let's go to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, William.
Hey.
Hey, William. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to pose a question to y'all.
Sure.
It's totally hypothetical. In your perfect libertarian world,
hold on just a second, William. We have two different perfect libertarian worlds here.
Okay, so you get two answers. Go ahead.
Okay. What would you guys do with the murderers and rapists?
Murderers, I would think, murderers and rapists would both go to prison. I would say,
they'd be punished.
Both of our worlds, they would.
Because libertarians are against the use of force unless it's in self-defense, for self-defense purposes. So
you guys would have a prison system and all that?
Well, it would probably, in all likelihood, it wouldn't be too much of a government prison system, and it would include a lot of restitution for victims.
Yeah,
it seems unfair to me that a guy can go out and commit a crime against me, and then I have to pay to lock him up.
Yeah. That's usually how it works. There is some restitution that's given out as judgments today, but in a more libertarian world. Even if it was a murder, and I understand that when you get murdered or there's a rape, these are really horrible crimes, and it's probably impossible to make someone whole in those cases. But at least in the libertarian system of restitution, then the victims aren't victimized twice, and they're getting something out of this criminal instead of just having him locked in a cage. So you get him locked up, possibly, and get some money out of this guy. Thanks for the call, William. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Do you think the cops in the Gannon case are right to be able to keep his surveillance equipment? Can anyone defend these police actions? 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality
quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. As always, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just go and download them. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month for their archives. We give them away. In fact, we give away an entire year's worth of the show at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Talking about the Michael Gannon case, people got comments about this. He's the man who was arrested and charged with two felony counts of so-called wiretapping for recording police who were on his property allegedly without their consent. And the police have basically backed off. They've dropped the charges because they knew that this guy, Michael Gannon, was going to take this to court and fight it all the way. They tried to offer him a plea deal. He said, no way, I haven't done anything wrong. You were on my property, and I recorded you. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? If you can take the police's side in this, I really want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Gene in Oklahoma City, listening on KGWA. Hello, Gene. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. Can you hear me?
We got you fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, great. Excuse me.
You okay?
Yes, I just wanted to say on Mr. Gannon's behalf, you gentlemen make a good case, and maybe the good citizens of that town of New Hampshire should look into a privatized police department.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
And I think after having heard you before, there might be more accountability with such an entity, and on Mr. Gannon's behalf, he might want to look into the Landmark Legal Foundation. Yeah. I think they've done a number of cases similar to this and have quite a winning track record.
Really?
But I think they're based in Washington, D.C., who would have thunk?
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention, does this police chief go up for election? And if so, I hope Mr. Gannon supports the guy that's running against him. And
I think in most places, police chiefs are an appointed position. usually appointed by a city council or selectmen or that sort of thing. It's usually the sheriffs that are elected, police chiefs who are appointed.
Okay.
So this could be affected by just simply threatening the city council members or the selectmen and saying, look, you either change this guy's job or we're going to vote you out. So that you could still get to him.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. That's so. And when New Hampshire truly becomes a libertarian free state, I hope you guys or those folks can clean up these kind of messes.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, a privatized police force wouldn't have the same problems that the current police force does, because the privatized police force would actually have to be beholden to its customers, unlike our current situation today, where we're forced to pay for shoddy service. You and I and everybody in the entire country is forced to pay for their police, no matter how good or how bad they are.
And certainly some are better than others, but, you know, if I was in dire need of protection, I'm going to hire bodyguards and private investigators, and I'm not going to be, you know, the police don't consider themselves liable for your protection.
Nope, that's true.
Frankly, guys, would you do me a favor? Yeah. I wish you'd spend one of these times. I know you're super busy, but spend some time on how libertarians would go about creating a privatized defense department or whatever you want to call it. I think it'd make a great discussion.
Like a private, when you say privatized defense, you mean police, that sort of thing, arresting criminals?
Police, military, the whole 10 yards.
Well, it's an interesting thought experiment. And Gene, thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. And really, it's open to interpretation. I mean, how could we do it? Mark, you and I can come up with some ideas as to how it might work. Would it actually work out that way? That's another question. Because when you turn something over to the marketplace, and what we're talking about doing here, at least I'm talking about doing, is turning over policing and protection to the marketplace. It's a saleable good. It's something that people demand. I mean, there's no doubt that people want to feel safe.
And that they sell protection services of all sorts currently in America. You can buy them above police services.
Above and below. I mean, locks are considering, you know, that's mm-hmm. a low-level protection service, installation of locks.
It's true. As far as I mean, I can speculate on what it would be like to have a private military defense. I don't really support it. I'm willing to look at it once we get to a smaller federal government and less intrusion by the government on people's lives. But, you know, I could see that it might be something that that the market could come up with.
I think it's easy to start with at least the police section of things. I think that an easy way to maybe transition into it would simply to be to tell the police department that is existing, because they're there, the infrastructure's in place, they got the cars, they got the cuffs, they got all the stuff that they need to do the job. It's just the thing that's wrong with them is the method of funding. That's the problem. The cops get their funding regardless of their performance level.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to, I think, at least the way I see it, and if you've got an idea, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But this is just my idea as far as a conversion process to simply tell the police department, hey, you know what? We still want your services. It's just that we want you to figure out a way to come up with, you know, figure out a way to fund yourself on a voluntary basis. In fact, you've got 6 months to figure it out.
Because
6 months from today, we're not giving you any more tax dollars.
I don't think that they would be very successful at that.
Well, if they want to continue serving the public, aren't they people that want to help people? And don't they want to protect people? In which case they would, if that's the truth, if they really want to help people and protect people, then they would come up with some business model for themselves, whether it be just voluntary collections or going around and creating an actual contract, an actual agreement with individuals in the town.
It's a great idea, and if you gave it to a business, in all likelihood, they'd be able to do something like that.
You don't understand.
Wait a second, though. Let me finish. If you gave it to a business, it might be able to work out, but we've seen time and again where the FBI just gave up on its computer system that it had installed recently.
Wait, I'm talking about changing the funding method here.
I understand.
This would essentially convert them into a business where they would either fail.
They would say, we can't do it.
Okay, then in that case, entrepreneurs would step in and open up organizations that could do it.
But at that time, you would have the Chicken Littles going, oh my God, we're going to be without police services in 6 months.
If we'd gotten to the point of where we were able to cut off the funding, then the Chicken Littles wouldn't be mattering at that point. 800-259-9231, because they would have already lost. Let's continue with the calls here and talk to Johnson in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I wanted to just say about this Michael Gannon case. The police gave their consent in two ways, nonetheless.
How's that?
Because they went onto his property, one. It's his property. He has the right to do what he wants with his property.
No, not according to the law. Nope, not according to the law.
That's the first thing. But the second reason is because he had a sign posted.
Yeah, but they didn't see it.
A sign posted warning about that, and they went on the property. They were informed.
What if one of the cops was blind?
What?
What if it was a blind cop?
That's his problem. I mean, he would then have to auditorily inform him, obviously, but the cop was obviously not blind, so that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, but
I don't
can
believe
you expect,
cops are allowed to be blind, so
but
that's
but the sign that you're referring to was a very small sign placed on his power meter. I mean, can the cops be expected to investigate every inch of the property
well,
to look for a
sign? Well, that's their responsibility, isn't it?
I don't know if it is their responsibility.
I don't think it should be. If it's not visible from their front walkway, I don't want them circling around my property looking for signs.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Johnson.
Is, it's his property. I mean, it's his property, and if they're going to go onto his property, and the law is that he can't, you know, if you're going to modify someone's behavior on their own property, well, he's posted a sign. It's your responsibility to educate yourself about the law. I mean, ignorance of the law is no excuse. There was a sign posted on the property saying that they were being recorded.
I agree with you. Of course, I agree 100% with you. It's just that the cops, they don't care. They'll just do what they're going to do.
It's just like when you call like a helpline or a technical helpline at the beginning of the call, it normally will say, this call may be recorded or monitored for training purposes or whatever. If I call Free Talk Live, if I call the radio show, I should be aware that I'm being recorded. If I go onto someone's property, I should be aware that I can be recorded.
I totally agree.
The right to do what they want with their property.
You know what? That's the way the law needs to be changed. That law needs to be just abolished completely.
I don't think that the law itself actually should necessarily be changed, because in a business, if you're on someone else's property, you know, maybe you don't know. If it's a property, if it's a state property, I certainly don't want the government
to be able to report it. I think at any time, unless you're on your property, within the confines of your own privacy, you should always expect that you could be recorded as long as you're on
Absolutely.
Any other person's property.
But what about state property? Then I don't think they should have the right to be able to record people if I go in the courthouse.
Well,
I don't want the government to be able to record me. I like the law.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. If you're waiting, wait patiently, and we will get to you. Anything goes. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. What we want in return, since we give everything away, unlike those other talk shows, what we'd like from you is for you to vote for us. Right now, we are in the running for Best Political Podcasts of 2006. Last year, we took home the award for Best Political Cultural Podcast.
It's really nice to have that.
They've renamed the categories a little bit. This year, it's Best Political. This year, we're up against the President of the United States himself. It's Free Talk Live versus President George W. Bush's podcast. There's a couple other
big
ones.
Competition.
There's a couple other ones in the nomination as well. But this is serious. I mean, we need you to go to podcastawards.com. If you like the show, scroll down towards the bottom of the page where the third category up from the bottom on the right-hand side. It's the political category. Vote for Free Talk Live, and you can actually do it once per day from now through August 11th. So we've got about just under a week left on this. And then you can do it again once per day through August 11th, then they'll total the votes and they'll announce the winner.
Yep.
So,
and this award has been important to us as far as, advertisers and that kind of thing. It makes them feel better about advertising on the show because they know, wow, they've got listeners.
Exactly. So once again, that's podcastawards.com. We're going to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Bill. Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys. Cool show. I'll try and make it quick, and then you guys maybe want to discuss after I hang up.
Okay.
A couple things. I am a registered Republican, always have been. First, my family.
Me too.
I have a lot of views, libertarian, and I would love to vote that way, but I just have to vote for my Republicans because I can't let those crazy Democrats get in.
Wait a minute now, Bill.
Now, hold on a second. How would the world be a lot worse right now? I mean, explain to me how the world would be worse if John Kerry got in charge instead of George Bush. Because
we don't have time.
I mean, hold on just a second. Would John Kerry have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars fighting some war overseas?
Maybe.
Well, he did vote for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's likely.
I would think
that he would have left by now because he would have said,
this probably would have.
You know, Mark, I don't think that's the most persuasive point. I think
I was a precinct committeeman, and I watch everything very closely and love what you guys are trying to do. And that doesn't mean I won't.
But Bill, hang on, man. I've got a persuasive one for you here. Now,
okay. You don't have to persuade me.
just looking at the hard numbers, President Bush, and I'm no fan of Democrats, you know that by now. President Bush has grown the government at a clip at which Bill Clinton could only have imagined, sir.
I agree. It's killing me. George's doing some things I don't understand. And a lot of us are out here saying, You know, what is he doing? And that's why I'm listening to you guys. So you've got me there, okay? So,
How about this one? What would it take to get you to vote for a Libertarian candidate?
It would take somebody in my area that I could see that was a mover and a shaker that made, you know, that made the sense that you guys are making, that Neil Borst are making, that, you know, some people, like I said, I listen and I'm paying attention when it comes around. If there's somebody that looks like they're going to be able to do something, I will vote for them.
How about this?
That's about as fair as I can get, isn't it?
It is pretty fair.
Now, I'm talking about on a national level. I mean, it's easier to vote for local libertarians. It's not as hard to vote for a local guy.
It's grassroots, guys. That's where it starts.
I agree.
I hit my neighborhood. I understand that.
No, I totally agree. But on a national level, if we could, and I know it's difficult because the Republicans and Democrats have stacked the deck against us, but if we could get a candidate in the debates in 2008 to where all of America could actually pay attention to the Libertarian candidate for once, then would you give it serious consideration?
Absolutely. And let me give you your first person. If you guys want to get somebody, he's going to be available Tuesday evening. His name's Joe Lieberman.
What? You aren't serious. Joe Lieberman for a candidate for the Libertarians?
I just give you a hard time. I want to get to some other points real quick. I don't want to waste your time. I don't know the whole story of the situation with the videotaping or whatever, but let me tell you, I'm in public relations and advertising. I can tell you a few things. You can record virtually anybody, anytime, anywhere. What you can't do is reproduce that for sale.
That's not the case. Not in all states.
I know, but just generally, that's the issue is, or if somebody's been arrested and booked, it now becomes public record, and then they can show it on Cops.
That's not what happened here. He recorded these
guys. I didn't know everything, but
he recorded them in his own house on his own property, which you would think you should have the ability to do, but apparently, according to the law, you don't. It's pretty sick, man. We're glad you're out there listening, and keep it up, man.
One more thing, real quickly. The police department, privatization of the police department, it needs to be at the management level. If they handle that, because you're talking about private and going out raising their own money, all you're doing is asking for a lot of cops out giving quota tickets.
You're bringing up a great point. And part of the other part of the solution is to privatize all property, is to get the property out of the hands of the government.
The money that's already there and use it appropriately, like Lee Iacocca did with Chrysler, not just throw it away.
We could take some big steps by ending the war on drugs and having them actually focus on rapists and murderers.
You're absolutely right. Thanks, guys.
Be a big addition. Thanks, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That would go a long way towards making today's police a lot more effective. But if we want to actually get to the point of private police, then we also have to have total private property to where. And actually, I came across something very interesting about the roads issue. The suggestion was that road owners, because this is one of those things where people come up with objections to libertarianism, they say, well, what about the roads? Well, if we actually had private roads, then road companies could advertise and say, look, you're going to be safe if you're walking on our road at night. We're going to provide you with a protection. So actually, it's been suggested that the road companies might actually be providing protection for those people that are traveling and that are adjacent to their roads, which is an interesting concept.
It's kind of like security.
Exactly.
You know, I wanted to talk quickly about what he's had to say about electing libertarians on a national level.
Yeah.
Another way that one can go about doing that is checking the rlc.org's website. That's the Republican Liberty Caucus. They do a Liberty Index, and they kind of rate the representatives and the senators on how libertarian are they.
There is also the Democratic Freedom Caucus as well.
Yeah, I'm afraid the Democratic Freedom Caucus isn't doesn't have the muscle that the RLC does.
The RLC doesn't have much muscle either. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to weigh in on this Michael Gannon thing.
Michael Gannon. Yes, sir.
Being up here in New Hampshire, a lot of us, of course, are pretty upset that our laws were twisted and used in this way. And being a free stater myself, we tend to have the gumption to get things up and changed. I figure once you move across country for freedom, it makes no sense not to do a little bit more work and get some bad laws removed. So there's a group of us that are actually looking at putting in some laws this next legislative session, basically to try and say, number one, if you're videotaping or audio taping or whatever, if you're surveilling your own home, that's just legal. I mean, no matter what the circumstances are, that's
You shouldn't have to give anybody notice. There shouldn't have to be any signs posted or anything.
You know, and another thing is you should be able to videotape and audiotape police at any time. Those people work for us. If I can videotape my employees at my company, I should be able to videotape the cops at work.
Great point.
Well, funny that you mention it. That is the other bill that we're looking at. Actually, we're looking at one bill with two lines, but that's pretty much the deal, is we're looking at making it legal in all cases if there's a law enforcement officer or someone operating as a law enforcement officer, they should, and they're in their official capacity, they should be able to be recorded at all times. And I'm getting a lot of traction, you know, talking to people about that, including, you know, people like you mentioned, the Republican Liberty Caucus, some people from there have kind of gotten on board, some people just involved with...
It's just a property, it's just a property rights issue. I mean, how could someone not be on our side on this?
Well, you know, I'm sure that the Attorney General will not be too happy about it. We'll see.
Well, luckily there are more of us than there are of them.
Well, on a completely separate topic, I wanted to mention briefly there was a gathering of Free Staters, pretty much, and Free Stater friends here in New Hampshire. Actually, they have these gatherings pretty regularly, and we tend to get
social gathering?
Pretty much, social slash political. It's like a lunch and stuff's going on. And we had a presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party come and talk to us, which
really?
Is pretty cool.
Who?
A guy named George Phillies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm not too excited about George Phillies. I'm a lot more excited about Doug Stanhope, who is actually running for the Libertarian Party presidential candidacy in 2008.
You know, I don't know who George is, but Doug Stanhope has a lot of name recognition.
I actually recognize Stanhope's name, and I have a lot of good vibes for him, but I'll have better vibes when he comes and talks to me. So
sure. Oh, he will.
That always is the case.
Yeah, there's actually, if you want, if you might want to check out hammeroftruth.com, our friends over at, it's a great libertarian blog site. They've actually got an extensive article where what they did was, about a week ago, they asked for their readers to submit questions for Doug, because when you say a comedian is going to run for, a television comedian is going to run for president, a lot of people kind of say, oh, whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah, ha ha. Yeah, but this guy actually answered these questions so brilliantly, and there's a variety of different ones. If you go to hammeroftruth.com right now, it's right there on the front page, so I invite you to do that. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Mark, you've got a story about a lesbian couple and I guess they adopted a child or had a baby, and there's a major conflict. We'll get into it. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're